Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to God's Resurrection, Power Church of Christ. We are coming to you live from Barbados in the Caribbean. Hallelujah. We are over here having a great time, and I was working with these computers since yesterday, trying to get them to operate. And we wouldn't get it, they wouldn't pull the charge. And finally, we got two come alive and are ready to go. So we are here in the island, and we want to talk to you this morning about a subject that the Lord gave me when I was at the airport in New York City. The Lord, we were stranded there for over a day and a half. From Friday morning at 5:30 to 12:37 Saturday night, we were stranded in New York City. But we didn't give up, and we didn't give in. We got a plane to bring us here, and we are here. It is hot and no air condition. We have a fan that my sister gave me, so we are ministering under the fan. So if you hear any kind of static, that's where it's coming from. I'm going to give you a little word today. We're not playing any music. We're going to go straight into the word of God after I pray, and then we're going to get out. We're going to be talking today about the subject matter. This is what the Lord told me when I was in New York City, and I was sitting there stranded out. He gave me this word. And the topic that he gave me was that pollution, the house of God is being polluted. The house of God is being polluted. And then he said it's because that the people of God, the men of God, isn't preaching the truth. God's word, it has watered down the word to meet their needs. Do you hear what I say? He said they have watered down the word to meet their needs. Do you hear what I say? So we are going to go into the Word. If you're ready to go into the Word, go to the book of Jeremiah. Go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 7. Jeremiah, chapter 7. Glory to God. And we're going to start at verse 1. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come again live here in Barbados to speak to the world that would hear this word to the north, the south, the east, and the west. We ask, Father God, that you use my lips, use my eyes, and my ears are clear, that they would glorify you. Not me, God, it's only you. You are the author and finisher of my faith. I ask you, God, to touch those that are listening. Bless Deacon Fraser for his faithfulness, oh God, to even knowing that I'm out of the country, to come onto the line to hear a word from God. We ask you to bless any other one that will be listening on way of cell phone or computer, any way they're listening. God bless them. And God, we ask you to speak as your servant listens. Hallelujah. This is what Samuel says to the Lord. He says, preach. He says, speak, Lord, your servant listens. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I said this morning, speak to me, Lord, as I listen. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 7, the Lord says, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Jerusalem, all ye of Judah, and that enter at these gates to worship the Lord. Now, he told Jeremiah to tell the people, those people that are coming to the gate, they're coming to the entrance of the house of God's of God. They're coming to worship. But Jeremiah, the prophet, is supposed to speak a word to them from the Lord. And he said, hear the word of the Lord, not the word of Jeremiah, not the word of the prophet, but the word of the Lord. All ye of Judah that entered in at the gates to worship the Lord. He said, this is the word that the prophet said, that the Lord said to the prophet to speak to his people. We are speaking to you today from Barbados. You are the people of God, and this is what God wants you to hear. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Now, this is what God is saying. God is so merciful and so kind to the people, to his people, that he gives us another chance to receive from him. All we need to do is to amend our ways. All we need to do is stop doing the things that we were doing that offended God. God gives us this opportunity to turn to him. Hallelujah. To turn from our evil ways, from our crooked ways, from our deceptive ways. God gives us the opportunity. He just don't give us what we desire. He doesn't give us what we should have, which is vengeance. He doesn't give us the torment. He doesn't treat us the way we should be treated, the way for all the things that we have done against him. But what God gives us is he gives us mercy. He gives us mercy. He extends grace to us. So he tells Jeremiah to tell the people to amend their ways, stop doing what they've been doing. Hallelujah. How many of you know that a lot of us today, we are acting the same way as those people act back then, thousands of years ago? We are doing what we do. We are doing what we are doing that does not please God. And then we want to go into the house of the Lord and proclaim the word of God. And the word, at that time, the word is not doing what the word should do, because we, the vessels that carry the word, is not acting appropriate to God, according to God's word. This is what he says. He says, trust ye not in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. Are these, for if you truly amend your words, if you truly amend your ways and your doings, if you truly execute judgment, hallelujah, between a man and his neighbors, if you oppress not the strangers, the fatherless, and the widows, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk there after other gods to your hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I give to your fathers forever and ever. This God says, God is so awesome. He is so mighty, so faithful. God says, you got a choice. You got a choice to walk in a way that pleases me, or continue doing your own thing. You got a choice. You have to make up in your mind that you're going to change. Not just saying that you're going to change. The book of Romans says that we have to be transformed by the renewal of our minds. It says that we have to present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, and not to conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of our mind. We have to be changed. And this is what God is asking for right now in this passage, that the people of Judah and Jerusalem need to be changed. They need to stop doing what they've been doing that has been offensive to God. So people are busy wanting to do their own thing. And you ask yourself, if you examine your own self, aren't we like those people? We go to church, we hear the word, we are excited about the word, but as soon as you leave the church building, because, you know, we still have the old teaching, that the church is the church, the building is the church, but no, the people are the church. We are the church. But no sooner as we leave the building, we go back to acting the same, you know. Defiling our minds and defiling our hearts, our souls are being defiled by the things that we say, the things that we do. So God is asking through the prophet Jeremiah that the people amend their ways and stop doing what they've been doing. And then coming to him saying the temple of the Lord is these things. But he says, if we would just stop doing the things, all of these things that are offensive to God, then he will cause us to dwell in his land. In other words, he will cause us to prosper. God will cause us to prosper. He will cause us to be in good health. All of this stuff is prosperity when you are in good health. Hallelujah. Because you're doing the things that God has ordained for us to do. Now, Jeremiah continued to preach to the people. Jeremiah continued to preach to the people. And this is what Jeremiah says. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and hurt innocent, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom you know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, you are delivered to do all these abominations. Lying and coming before God and saying that you are called to do all of these mighty works, committing abomination before the very eyes of God. Do you know that God sit high and he see low? God knows everything that we say. He sees everything that we do. God knows this. So we have to stay faithful to God. God is faithful. He's not like man that he should repent. Neither the Son of Man. Hallelujah. He is God. And what God says that he will do, that's what God does. God don't make, he don't say false words. He don't tell lies because he's God. He says these words, is this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, says the Lord. God has seen the prophets and the apostles, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers. He has seen them committing adultery. He has seen them lying. He has seen them stealing. Oh, God, he has seen them blaspheming. He has seen them seeing things that is not in the book. God see it all. So what we need to do is that we need to repent and turn from our wicked ways so that he can hear from heaven and forgive our sins and heal our land. This is what God says. We need to repent. You and I, all of us. Nobody is exempt. God is looking at every heart. He is listening to every word that comes out of our mouth. And he's watching every action. And we know what the old saying, that action speaks louder than words. We know this. Listen to what the scripture says. He's verse 12 says, but go ye now unto my place, which was in Shiloh. Shiloh is the place of worship, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. He said, go and examine and see what I've done to the people, my people, for their wickedness. Hallelujah. God has destroyed it because of the wickedness of the people. The people claiming to be this and that, still turning, doing other things like we are. Look at the preachers. They say now in the churches, in America, the church is now allowing the homosexuals, the lesbians, the gamblers, the thieves, everybody to come in the church now and doing all of these nasty dances and all this stuff they're doing. They're polluting the church. Men marrying men, women marrying women, and saying that they are first gentleman and first lady. Hallelujah. You have a woman preacher who married to another woman and called the woman her first lady. And the man married to another man in the house of the Lord and calling the man his first gentleman. Polluting God's house. This is what God showed me while I was in New York City waiting for the plane. He says that the house of the Lord is being polluted. This is what God said to me. This is what I'm telling you today, that all of us need to repent. Regardless if you are in part with the pollution or not, you've got to repent. Repent. If you don't repent for yourself, repent for your brothers and sisters that are causing this damnation in God's house. Pray for my strength and my safety while I'm in this country. Because I'm going to walk out a little bit. When the sun gets a little cooler, I'm going to walk out. Listen. This is what the Lord says. Verse 13. And now because you have done these works, saith the Lord, and I have spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but you heard not. And I call you, but you answer not. Hear what the Lord says. He was speaking early in the morning. And he called out to the preachers. He called out to his servants. This is who God is calling. We are pointing fingers at everybody else. But God is looking at us as the shepherds. He's calling on us to teach the truth, to live the truth. Hallelujah. Not only preaching the truth, but he's calling on us to live the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that when other people see us, they will say, that's the man of God. That's the woman of God. But why? Because we are living what we are preaching. We are not just saying it. We are living it. Hallelujah. But instead, they're allowing all of these people to come into the house of God because these people got money. They have plenty of money to give to them. And they said, no, you can come on in. Come on in, girl. Come on in, boy. Come on in, fella. And you let them come into God's house and contaminate God's house with their fornication, with their adultery, homosexual acts. All of this stuff, you have allowed them to come in to God's house. And this is what God is saying, that you are polluting his house. You are polluting his house. Do you hear what God is saying? You think you're doing a great work, a mighty work for the Lord over there because you're jumping and shouting and screaming and all that stuff. God said that don't move him. You dancing. You got the nice praise groups. All this praise music and stuff is going on. But God is not receiving it. You know why he's not receiving it? Because it's contaminated. God said he's not receiving it. The works are contaminated. So what God is requesting for you and I and us to do as preachers, he is requesting for us to repent. Repent and turn from our ways. Hallelujah. The ways that does not glorify him. He's calling for us to do that. Hallelujah. Instead of running around acting like we got it together, like we all that in a bag of chips, God said, no, repent. Repent and turn from your wicked ways. Then he says, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive your sins and heal your land. Hallelujah. This is what God wants to do. He says here to Jeremiah, therefore will I do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein you trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 4 and verse 10. 1 Samuel chapter 4 and verse 10. You'll see what God did to Shiloh. Hallelujah. Then we'll come back to Jeremiah. You need to see these scriptures. Because a lot of preachers not telling you these things. They're not telling you this stuff. They're telling you the stuff to make you feel good. They want you to feel good. You don't need feel good scripture. You need scriptures that can convict you. That's in chapter 4 and verse 10. And the Philistines fought Israel. And the Philistines fought. and Israel was smitten, and they fled every man into his tent, and there was a very great slaughter, for they fell of Israel 30,000 footmen. Here what I mean, 30,000 people were destroyed in one moment, one day, because of their abomination, because of the sin that they committed before God. Do you hear what God is saying? And God is bringing back to our remembrance to look at Shiloh and see what he allowed to happen to Shiloh. He says, and I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. This is the word of God. Therefore, pray not thou for this people, neither lift up a cry, nor pray for them, neither make intercessions to me, for I will not hear thee. He told Jeremiah, don't even pray for them. Jeremiah, don't pray for these wicked people. They're coming into my house, and they're lifting up my name. He said, but I will not hear them. God said, I will not hear them. Why? Because they've polluted God's house. They're full of pollution. If you're full of pollution, what's going to come out of you? Pollution. If you're full of sin, what's going to come out of you? Sin. Hallelujah. God can see. God can hear. God knows all things. Nothing is hidden from God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. God is not only speaking to you. He's speaking to me. He's speaking to all of us in this word that God has given us today. You're a preacher. I'm a preacher. We have to do what God says, not what the word wants. We have to be obedient to every word that God speaks. Hallelujah. Not some of God's word. We can't pick out a word that sounds good to us, that feels good to us, that does not glorify God. God wants us to preach the whole word, all of the word. We're not better than anybody else because we can preach. We're not better than the person walking the street because you're going to the building. God is looking for saved, sanctified people, people who are going to live holy. The Bible said, without holiness, no man will see God. It doesn't matter how much money you have, how many houses you own, how many cars you own. It doesn't matter. That is not going to let you into heaven. You have the best house in the neighborhood. You have many buildings. That's not going to let you into heaven. Heaven is real and hell is real. A lot of people don't know that. They think it's just a figment of God's imagination. No, God said it. Heaven is real and hell is real. If you live in sin, you're going to hell. If you live holy, you will see the Messiah. He's coming back for his church. He's coming back for his church. Listen to what Jeremiah says. We're going to finish soon. This message is going all over the world, right from the computer, straight all over the world. People can hear this message. Listen to what he says. Seeing thou not what they do in the city of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? He asked the prophet. That's his God speaking. He's speaking to Jeremiah, the prophet. He told Jeremiah, Jeremiah, can't you see what they're doing? Thou not what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? He asked Jeremiah a question. You're a prophet. You ought to be seeing with this, what they're doing. In a short, long and short story, God said to Jeremiah, you ought to be seeing what they do. You can see what they're doing. This is what they're doing, Jeremiah. This is what they're doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is what they're doing. They're polluting God's house. Here, yes, sister. There's your new hat. They're polluting God's house. He says that Jesus is coming back. That's what the hat says. Correct, it says you're stumbling too. Jesus is coming back. And we have to prepare our souls. And our souls have to be ready to receive him. Coming back for a church without spot, without blemish, without wrinkles. He's not coming back for the building. He's coming back for the people. Hallelujah. The people that go to the building, they are the church. That's why God is requesting for us to live holy. He's requesting for us to live holy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Jeremiah, can't you see what the people are doing? Can't you see what they are doing? So we ought to be able to see what they're doing. Hallelujah. Jesus, let me finish this message, and then I can do this stuff that I got to do. Listen. Holy glory, 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 glory. We almost finished. The children gather wood, and their fathers kindled the fire, and the women kneel their dough to make cakes to the queen of heaven, and to pour out drinks, and to pour drink offerings unto the gods, and that they may provoke me to anger. This is what the people are doing. He asked Jeremiah, can't you see what they're doing? They're baking cakes to the queen of heaven. They're worshiping another god. Do you hear what God says? They're worshiping the other god, provoking him to anger. He said you should worship no other god but him. Now the people that he called out of Egypt, he freed them. Now they are making God angry by worshiping other gods, giving offerings to other gods, provoking God to anger. He said, do they provoke me to anger, says the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? They think they can hurt God, but in reality, we're not hurting God when we go into the other way and worship other entities and do other things. We're hurting our own selves. This is what God says. They're hurting their own self. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, and upon man, and upon beasts, and upon the trees of the field, and upon the plants of the ground, and it shall burn and shall not be quenched. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Put your burnt offerings onto your sacrifices and eat flesh. Put your burnt offerings upon your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in their day, that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. See, this is all that God requires. This is where you don't have to preach about offering and tithing and all this stuff and pay off all this stuff, begging people for money. God says what he wants from you is obedience. He wants you to obey his words. He wants you to follow his instructions. Hallelujah. Don't stop. Follow his instructions. Hallelujah. This is what God wants us to do. We find it difficult to stop obeying God. We find it difficult to obey God. What we find easy is to stop obeying God. Easy, we stop. Quick, we stop. We let everything else distract us that we don't honor God. God is speaking to us. Are you hearing God today? Are you hearing God today? Allow God to speak to you by the word that you are hearing. And if you find that in your soul that you have been disobedient, not following God's commands, you need to take time out and ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you and ask him to continue to lead you and guide you, because that's what he wants to do. He wants to lead you and guide you. I got to relax back a little bit. I'm really burning up right now. God wants to lead you and guide you. Hear the word of the Lord. He says to Jeremiah, God is speaking to the prophet. He is speaking to the prophet. Hallelujah. Jesus. He says, but you hearken not, nor incline. He said, but they hearken not, didn't mean they did not listen to God, nor incline their ears, but walk in the counsel and in the imagination of the evil heart, and went backward and not forward. See, when you're not obedient to God, you're going to find yourself going backwards. You're going to find yourself drifting away from God. Why? Because you have made a decision not to obey God. You have made a decision not to follow God's instructions. So when bad things are happening to you, it's not because that God don't want good things to happen. It's because that you have turned away from God. You refuse to follow God's instructions to be obedient. This is where you get upset with your brother. You get upset with your sister. You get upset with your neighbors. You can't get along with anybody because, well, you're not hearing God. You're not listening to God. You're not allowing God to lead and guide you into all truth. This is what he says. By his Spirit, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. This is what the Holy Spirit does. But we find it difficult to follow. It says, since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this land, I have even sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear, but harden their hearts. They did worse than their fathers. Do you see that? We have the commands here that God has given to us, given to our forefathers, all for us to possess the land. And what we do, we have turned away from God's commands. We have rejected God's commands. And we lean to our own understandings. We do the things that made us feel good. This is what we're doing. But they're keeping us away from God. They're stopping us from being prosperous. I mean prospering in God, not about money. Money is not prosperity. When you have the king living on the inside of you, you are prospering. People think it's about money. That's why they want all of this tithes and all these offerings. They want you to give more. Then they say, well, I'm rich. You're rich with the worldly stuff. But you want to be rich with the heavenly stuff. That's what you want to be rich with. This is what Jeremiah says. Therefore, the Lord says, speak thou. He said, therefore, thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. He tells Jeremiah. He told Jeremiah to speak to the people. But he told Jeremiah that the people will not listen to him. They will not hear him. Hallelujah. He said, but thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord, of their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. Hear what the Lord is saying. I remember seeing this verse in Washington, D.C., in the United States of America, and this is what the word said. But thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. I'm going to post this verse here later on the on social media. He said, cut off thine hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away. Take up a lamentation on high places, for the Lord hath rejected and forsaken this generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, saith the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. And they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it unto my heart. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I shall no more recall, that it shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter or death. For they shall bury in Tophet till there be no more place, and the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall frear them away. The beasts of the earth and the fowl of the earth will eat their carcasses, and nobody will be was frightening them away. Then will I cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth, the voice of mourning, the voice of gladness, and the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. This is the word of the Lord for today. I have more on this to give you, but we'll do it tomorrow. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this word. We ask you to bless Brother Deacon Fraser and bless all those that hear this word today. We ask you, Father God, to allow the word to just touch the hearts and minds of the people as they go forth. Lord, we ask you to touch even those that are lost in sin. Your word says that if they call upon you in repentance, that you will know why you send them away. You will forgive their sins and that you will heal their land. You will hear from heaven. The Bible says, if you are lost, that you must repent. And today I want to give you the opportunity to repent. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this entourage generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. This is the word. You must repent. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, 10, and 11. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm not sleeping. I'm on the word. I'm on the ministry preaching right now. Thank you. I should have this for you later, okay? Thank you so much. God bless you. That was, I'll do that after I finish the ministry. I'll do that after I finish the ministry or tomorrow. All right. Thank you. That's a guy just brought me a drill to use to put up this thing, this heater for my sister. So if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Romans chapter 10, verse 9, 10, and 11 says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever, that means anybody that believe on him, shall not be put to shame. Oh, okay? Hallelujah. For with the mouth, man believes unto righteousness. And with the heart, oh, God, confession is made. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession made unto salvation. For the scriptures say, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. Now the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3 and 23. Romans 6 and 23 says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So the only way to get out of this sin is to repent and invite Jesus into your heart. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, for the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And Jesus says in John chapter 14 and 16, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except through me. And Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man, anyone shall boast. Hallelujah. You have nothing to boast. You haven't done anything. You must accept Jesus Christ as your only Savior. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Acts 16 and 31. Jesus says, I am coming quickly. Quickly. He didn't say I was coming quick. He says, I'm coming quickly. Hallelujah. That's Revelation chapter 7, chapter 22 and verse 7. Hallelujah. But if you don't believe in the only Son of Jesus of God, who is called Jesus, God, the wrath of God abides on you. John chapter 3, verse 36b. And the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe on him shall not. John 3:17 says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So Jesus did not come to condemn the world, where you have a lot of preachers condemn the world, condemn people because of their sin. He said, I come to seek and to save that which is lost. He didn't come to condemn nobody. He come to save the lost sinner. Some people think that they're so holy that they don't have no sin, so they don't really need a Savior. He come to those that know that they're sinful, they need a Savior, so he comes for us. Hallelujah. I was in sin, and Jesus came and saved me. And I'm still working towards for my salvation. I'm still working, doing what he called me to do. I got to continually doing what he said to do, living a holy life. Even when I want to do bad, I got to remember what Jesus said. Paul says, no good thing dwells in his body. No good thing. So we thank God for those that receive the gift of salvation and those that will receive at a later date. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is a good day. Just the Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. And I recognize that you're the only one that can save me. If you please, you can save me right now. I denounce Satan's world system. I come to you with great expectation, Lord Jesus, asking you to save my soul. I don't want to go to hell. I prefer to go to heaven. I know that hell is real and heaven is real. I know that if I continue living the way that I'm living, that I would end up in heaven. I don't want to go to hell. So I am coming to you just as I am, asking you to look upon me and save my soul. Set me free, Lord Jesus, for I am your child, and I need your salvation. In Jesus' holy name I pray. If you just said that prayer and you believe that prayer that you asked Jesus to save you, you have just received the gift of salvation. Now, get a Bible and begin to study Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the Gospel of Acts, so you'll get a gospel understanding Jesus Christ that we talk about every day. Then you want to call up a pastor, preacher, teacher, someone that know how to baptize, and tell them that you received the gift of salvation, that you have been saved, and you want to be baptized in Jesus' name. Now, the baptizing means that you are making an open declaration to whoever the witnesses that are there that you have given your life to Christ. So, right there, you invite your friends, your family, your co-workers, and even your enemies, because you want witnesses to the greatest day of your life, that you receive the gift of salvation. This is the greatest day of your life. Your life will never, ever be the same. You're going down in that watery grave, and you're coming up out that watery grave with new life, spiritual life, not this physical life that you have. You're coming up with a spiritual life, declaring that Jesus is the Lord of your life. Hallelujah. Now, you're going in the water, into the watery grave, and all the sin that you have accumulated in this world, you are leaving in that water. And you're coming up out that water with Jesus in the holy righteousness of who he is, being baptized in his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now look for a church that's preaching and teaching the gospel. And when you find one that's preaching that sound doctrine, and always remember, sound doctrine makes sound people. If they're not preaching sound doctrine, you continue to look, search. Till you find one that preaching sound doctrine, that means that you can look in your Bible and you will see the same thing that the preacher is preaching. But if they're preaching with prosperity and that's all they preach about, you want to get to another church. Okay? And the Lord will bless you. I thank God for all you all that received the gift of salvation today and those that will receive at a later date. I still got to get used to being back in my country, in my born country. Got to get used to it, because it's hot weather. You know, usually in the Washington when it's hot, I'm in the house. Or I go into a place with AC. You know, but here, you have to get an umbrella, or you got to get underneath a tree with a big shade. Hallelujah. Hopefully it rains soon. But when it rains, it only rains for a couple of minutes and stop. Every day it usually rains, but it's not raining yet. We're here thanking God for you all, and praise God for Brother Deacon Fraser. And we pray that God bless him, bless his mother Mary, and bless his father, and bless all his kinfolk and keep them safe. And God keeps his message, keep his ministry going safe. Hopefully I can get on the line on Friday night. It costs me to get on the line, but I'll get on there if I can get on Friday night and listen to him praying. We thank God. My house, this house here is filled. My sister Peter is filled with worship. She plays worship music from morning to night. She wake up with the phone, with the radio, with prayer, praying on the radio. She got the phone, a radio program to this station where the prayer and preaching coming all day, all day. So you know her house is blessed. Hallelujah. She close to 90 years old and knows, got her, knows her P's and Q's, you know, knows everything, everything, remember everything. And we thanking God for her. Praise God for Apostle Stewart and Pastor Doug Stewart. Thank God for Apostle Washington and Bishop Washington. Thank God for Apostle Millie Jefferson. Thank God for
Evangelist Sheila, and Evangelist Darlene Campbell. Thank God for Minister Amber Batmos. Thank God for Prophetess Jackie and Evangelist Peter Woodson. We thank God for Bishop, for Apostle Lyle. Yeah, thank God for Apostle Lyle. LeGrant and Evangelist Curtis and Evangelist Branch. Thank God for Pastor Brown and Evangelist Brown. She sent me a message for yesterday for Father's Day. We just thank God for them. And we just praising God and glorifying God because we know without God it would not be possible for us to be here today. We honor God and honor all that God is doing in the mighty name of Jesus. I got to go. May Father bless you. Father, we bless you and praise you, O God, for this day. Thank you for the word that you've given us today, Lord. We can go longer, but it's hot, Lord. And Lord, we know we got the word on there because of our persistence, O God, and consistency. We are able to get the word on first time we pull it out. And they say we fill it out and close up the computer this morning. Then they say we didn't have any program schedule. So we had to go do it all over again. Because, yeah, the system had to know that we were in a different country. And once the computer recognized that we were in a different country, then we were able to put it in, and it came up quickly. So we thank God for you all and praise God for you all. Ask God to bless us in the city, bless us in the field, bless us when we come, and bless us when we go. We pray, God, that he will make us the head and not the tail, that he will continue to set us above and not beneath, make us the lenders and not the borrowers. In Jesus' holy name, that the blessing will come pretty soon. In Jesus' holy name. We praise God. Now may the grace of our Lord and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit continue to bless us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Have a blessed day. And we'll see you all on tomorrow if the Lord stays the same. I'm going to relax on this fan that is changing my heart. I pray that the Lord keep us. Have a blessed day, Brother Deacon, and we'll see you all on tomorrow. God bless you all.